Thank you so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. If you've been listening, you know that in this hour, I'm going to be speaking with Daryl Anger and Bruce Molsky. And the setup for this, not that it takes a lot, is they had just performed an absolutely mind-blowing set of fiddle playing. And Bruce sings and plays guitar. And it's just the way they feed off of each other. I've never seen anything like it before. I think it may be one of the best shows I've seen in a long, long time, if not a year. And I enjoy them. They've both been on the program. If you look in the archives of Unreal Bluegrass, you'll see Daryl Anger there under A, and you'll see Bruce Molsky under M. But they've never been together before. So after their set, I had talked to them beforehand, and they had a lot of work to do to get ready to head out. They were heading out in a couple of days to Sweden, and we'll talk about that a little bit. But we sat and talked as it got darker in the campgrounds. And I don't think there's any bugs that you hear flying around. None of us got bitten by bugs. You may hear in the distance just some ambient festival sound, which is always music going on somewhere. But I really did enjoy getting the chance to see them play together and then talking with them for a while. It's always a blast. We're going to start off with a tune from Lockdown Breakdown, which is their new album. I'm going to pronounce this as Hjaltlands Hunter's Grove. They'll explain it a little bit in our discussion. They have pulled, I'll give you this much more also. They have discovered folk music in Sweden, and they were just going to go back. They just got and absorbed some. They're going to go back and perform, and they're going to find more music, and they turn it into their own great interpretations of that music. So we'll hear from them. Then we're going to hear from Daryl and Bruce as we're just sitting around as it gets dark around Grey Fox. Beautiful time, very cool evening. We had a good time, and I can never say enough about Daryl Anger and Bruce Molsky. Seeing them both together, mind-blowing. Thank you so much for tuning in to Unreal Bluegrass. I'm really happy to be sitting with two of my favorite musicians, probably two of my favorite people. I just don't get to see you guys enough. I mean, I don't. Yeah. I come up here and I see you, and I've seen Bruce many times, but I'm here at Grey Fox, and I had this great opportunity to meet with Daryl Anger and Bruce Molsky. It's an incredible show, by the way, I just witnessed.
Thanks.
And I'll tell you the same thing I told Daryl. I think we're all of the same vintage, more or less, and Abraham Martin and John still just crushes my soul.
Oh, yeah.
It just crushes
my soul.
Yeah.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I remember I was there.
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah,
we
exactly.
were all there. We were doing different things about it or not.
Yeah.
When that song came on the radio every time, and they played it a lot because it was in the top 10 on WABC AM radio in New York, you know.
Yeah.
But Dion just killed me with it.
Yeah,
and then
did.
I discovered the Marvin Gaye.
I didn't know at all about that. I mean,
yeah, that's
Norman Whitfield is British, I think, producer, did a whole bunch of tracks of Marvin Gaye. And I got them because Kevin Burke, the Irish fiddler, who's a colleague and a friend, is a Motown freak, and he gave me those recordings.
Wow.
Those things, and I promise you we'll talk about the new album, but the things with Marvin Gaye, he was really reaching out and started doing jazzy type things, and he was bringing so much more than sexual healing to what he was doing. He was in his vocals, if you find his vocals isolated somewhere, I think there's recordings of those. Like, this guy was on his way to something that we hadn't seen yet.
Fantastic.
Listen, the new album, which I just heard a bunch of cuts from that during this concert, is Lockdown Breakdown.
Yeah.
And I've got it because Bruce sent it to me. I asked him to, and he did. And you mentioned on stage that it was written during the time, or at least the label, the title was written for...
Well, I wrote the tune during the pandemic, and Daryl helped me name it. But it, you know, I wrote it kind of as the most depressing possible square dance tune. It just had that kind of vibe. But it had some references in there for me, and there's a kind of a, if you're a Boeing nerd like I am, there's some Boeing and melodic things in one of the parts that is a kind of a homage to Métis fiddling.
I've played several cuts already because you gave it to me so early.
Yeah,
so on Unreal Bluegrass, I air those things. And I still air Daryl Anger and Mr. Sun and Psychograss.
Cool.
I'll never let that die.
Well,
I may have told you once I might be the only person that has all three Psychograss albums.
That's fantastic.
Wow.
It's hard to find them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell me about how this thing... There's a good description on the back of the album
But how did you guys come together to do this? What motivated you to do it? I know you have a lot of projects and a lot of things going on, but this was sort of, it wasn't serendipitous, but, you know, all of a sudden you're thinking, we should just do this.
Yeah, you know, it's been a project that's sort of been in the air for forever, really. You know, we've all, I mean, we've played on each other's records, you know, our solo records, and just, you know, done a lot of shows just, you know, here and there over the years. And I think, Bruce, you'd come out to visit, you and your wife came to visit us in Nashville and for my birthday or something, and we were sitting around just playing like we always do, and something just clicked. And Bruce, let's just make the record, okay? Let's just let's just make it now. Let's just do it. Okay, yeah, 3 months? Okay, yeah, right. We got time. We can do it in January, next January. Let's just do it.
We've played together for so long, and we have, not to speak for Daryl, but we've changed each other's music quite a bit. And
yeah.
I wouldn't have a lot of the attitude about and open-mindedness about certain things and willingness to experiment if Daryl hadn't dragged me into that.
I think... Well, you put up with more from me than you'll ever put up with anybody, I think, you know, and I appreciate it.
I think I understand what you're saying. I mean, the last time I talked to Daryl, his sign-off was, your freestyle and fiddle player, or whatever it is that you said. And so that's a... And, Bruce, you're very steeped in the folk tradition of not only guitar and incredible fiddle playing, but you teach a lot of this type of music.
Yeah.
And I can see where Daryl's pulling you in different directions, maybe. I know you teach too, but I mean, it might not be.
Yeah.
So the things come together and different stuff comes out. I think that's the great part about it.
Well, yeah, you know, I look up to so many of these old traditional players from the Southern Mountains, and I don't have any kind of geographic or genetic or any kind of claim to this music. I just love it. It speaks to me. But, you know, those old guys, women, played a certain way. And in the beginning, you know, you imitate. And and I did. And then at one point you realize, well, I'm not them. You know, I need to understand how they play and be able to recreate what they played more as a way to feed myself. But at the end of the day, you sound like you. You know, and it took me a while to accept that.
Yeah, it's really interesting because, you know, Bruce is one of those people that kind of make the world safe for certain styles of music. You know, somebody like Mark O'Connor kind of made Texas fiddling, for instance, sound as good as it is. You know, and there's that whole thing about old-time music. Well, it's better than it sounds, right? You know, but there's people don't come along and they make it sound... You know, it's you don't have to apologize for the recording quality or the fact that the guy's out of tune or drunk or something like that. It is just there. You hear, if anybody can hear the genius and the music and the beauty, and Bruce did that. And you know, we've had conversations really from the very beginning about the only idea of curator versus creator, and how you can go back and forth. You don't have to just stick to one role. You might extreme, you know, go to an extreme curator role. You might go to an extreme creator role at different times, or you might mix them, you know, in whatever proportion, depending on how comfortable you feel with that. I think it's really important to deeply dive into and explore a musical genre, a style, because that's how you know, if you're looking for all the details, going to the very bottom of it, then you've gone to the very bottom of music, and that's where you have to go if you're going to go deep. You know, you got to go to the bottom.
It's not just the feeling in those old tunes. It's the notes they're playing and how they're playing them, and it all informs you on what to do next, because it's not just that you have a field recording of some. You know, there's more to their playing, I think, to their music than maybe we give them credit for. We can say, I learned a song from, but their playing has a different feel.
First off, I was lucky enough to meet some of these old players, and as much as Daryl and I love the music and love to play, these people love their music too. And, you know, my students get tired of hearing me say that you should treat music like spoken language. And when you're playing a melody, you're telling a story. And don't forget the story. You know, teaching in a music institution, which I've been in Berkeley for 14 years, and I love it. I think this, I have so much to say, and Daryl had taught there for quite a while too. It gives the opportunity to see a bunch of different styles in the same way, which is take a musical phrase in any style and speak. You know, I don't know how much sense that makes. I met a kora player, or rather a ngomi player from West Africa, Sheikh Hamala Jabati. He settled in Charlottesville years ago, and when he first came to the U.S., he couldn't speak English. But I was introduced to him, and I used to visit him in his house, and he would teach me little bits of melodies, and I would play the melodies, and he would solo over the top of them. That's where I learned Haider Achirafo. Which we recorded with Fiddlers 4 years ago. But at one point, he got tired of hearing me play the little same little phrases over and over and over again, and he couldn't speak any English barely at that point, and he had to get his point across, and he looked at me, and he said, "Speak." Just speak. And that, it just kind of opened something in my head is, you know, music is as speech, you know.
I think that's what everybody here felt tonight.
Well,
and you're speaking. But I love that he said to you, "Speak." I love that because he can't speak much English, but he's trying to tell you not.
He wanted me to solo.
Yeah.
was what it was, you know.
Yeah.
Mean,
yeah.
What? So when you guys put this record together, this long or breakdown?
Lockdown breakdown.
How long did it take you to decide on what tunes you were gonna put into it?
Well, not very long. I mean, yeah, we had some new stuff, but a lot of that stuff has been sitting around for a while.
It needed to be finished.
Yeah, we've been playing those, you know, Scandinavian stuff for years now, just, you know, off and on. And, you know, I was happy to get to have an original thing, you know. Bruce learned this crazy tune of mine and kind of just always, you know, when Bruce gets on hold of something, he improves it or does something to it that is
just play it wrong and he
so
likes
Bruce,
it.
Yeah. Right. No, it's so great. And so, yeah, and as far as the singing stuff, really, that Abraham Martin and John, but also that Motown song is so cool because basically you're playing this crazy, it's like an African guitar part on the fiddle or something. It's like a, you know, like a high life part or something, like a very complicated pattern that, you know, repeats and repeats. And it's very cool because it kind of really sort of points up the, kind of like there's that kind of African quality of Motown in general, and you just took it to another place. And just being able to sing with such freedom and, you know, beautiful phrasing and everything while just doing this very busy part, it just blows my mind, you know. So that was really cool.
You said both, I'm going to offer lots of cuts from the album as we go forward in this program.
Wonderful.
Will be aired. But you're both, I'm talking to you now as the sun's going down and it's getting cooler here at Grey Fox, because you both have a destination that you played some Swedish music. And you're going to go, am I correct?
Yeah.
You're going to go to Sweden?
Yeah.
And so because the music you played with the Swedish tunes were just, wow. I mean, I don't even know how to describe it because I don't have your musical vocabulary. But I just was blown away that this was so
unusual. It's a very different sonority. There's something really special. I'm still working on trying to figure out how to get there. Bruce has been to Scandinavia many times now, and Bruce actually introduced me to the group Vessen, which is the Swedish Beatles or something, I guess. Well, ABBA's the Swedish Beatles, right? But Vessen is the Swedish, you know, like Chicory or something. I don't know, you know, David Grisman Quintet or something.
I think of them more as, you know, a folk chamber music group that whose chamber music is musicness didn't ruin the folky aspect of it.
Yeah.
You know, that just their music is so polished and beautifully well thought out and yet so free and inventive and fearless.
Yeah.
So are you going to Sweden then to try to further this relationship? Are you going to record? Are you going to find new songs to record? Or what?
Well, this,
what
we're going this time for a series of concerts.
Okay.
We Daryl and I were invited to collaborate with a group called Beardo, and
the Scandinavian Beatles.
Right. Beardo is the name of the group because their bass player is a Quebecois guy who moved to Sweden about 35 years ago, and he has a big beard. So I don't think that's a. But anyway, but we were invited to collaborate with Magnus and Sophia Stinnerbom and Sebastian Dubé, who do theater work. They're the composers and artists in residence at a beautiful theater in Värmland in Sweden, and we went and did a collaboration with them, and now we're going back to do kind of the review.
Yeah,
bringing some of their other guests and doing a bunch of stuff together.
Yeah, it's really exciting because they learned quite a bit of our material and we learned quite a bit of their material on a previous trip, which happened in last March, actually. Yeah, so not that long ago.
And it seems like the music cross talks pretty well. I mean, whether it's your mastery or whether it's theirs, but it seems to me, from what I've heard and what you've done here tonight, is it seems to not interchangeable, but it seems to be accessible to each other. Each style seems to be accessible.
Part of that, I think, you know, we've both been kind of involved in. I mean, I've done tours with Vesson and played with them. You've done tours with a bunch of Swedish musicians, including Vesson.
And some Norwegians and.
Yeah,
and a bunch of Finnish musicians too.
So this is not kind of out of the blue. It's again, you know, like everything we've been doing. It's just stuff that's been cooking for ages, really.
Listen, man, I love it. I love seeing you guys tonight. It was like this is one of the shows I have to get to. Big fans of all of your music and all of what you. What you think, what you're thinking, and what you're going for.
Thanks, Steve. I
know that there's a lot that goes on. You're not just recording cool songs. I know there's more going on there, and I love it. I love it. So you guys have a great tour in Sweden, wherever you're going, and I appreciate your time. I'm going to let you go. It's getting a little chilly here as we sit outside.
Well, thanks, Steve. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. This was a blast.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It is. Thank you for playing our new stuff.
Oh, absolutely. All right, I will catch you guys some other time.
All right.
Thanks.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.